Welcome to Lehigh Valley Art Salon. This is Jack Adams talking to you. It's not my usual Saturday afternoon in Bluesville, but the show is about blues. About blues the way we like it, right here in our own backyard. Hosting today, having the guest that I landed in here, Michael Korn's here, from Pennsylvania Blues Festival. If I say Pocono Blues Festival, it's just a slip of the tongue. 23 years, right?
23 years, Jack. It's good to be here. And you can say Pocono. If it's my work,
we're good.
Pocono, PA, blues, it's all right.
I think the people that go to it all the time know exactly what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
One of the interesting new acts I got queued up is Ursula Ricks. Tell me a little bit.
Be glad to. Based in the Baltimore, Maryland area, she was signed last October with Severn Records. Nice little label that puts out some good product out there. Steve Geiger, Tad Robinson. And Ursula Ricks will be a five-piece band playing this coming Saturday, July 26th. And she kind of has she's got a blues belter vibe, but she also has a lot of soul to her. You know, almost like a Nina Simone kind of feel, too.
And there's a slight sound of... all I can say is Tower of Power. Time of, you know, of music in the early 70s where there was a blend of funk and rock and blues and all came together. And there's certainly some taste of the soul singers in there. Certainly some Stevie Wonder, Marvin Gaye even. There's that sound.
Yeah. So it'll be drums, guitar, bass, keys, and herself on vocals.
Good stuff. Let's play a little bit of that.
Great.
Right, we're back with you. Michael Korn's in here with me. I'm Jack Adams, and we were just talking about Ursula Ricks. What a find, what a voice, what a sound. But that's not only what we're getting. Another one we were talking about was, I'll let you bring it up.
Yeah, you know, like what I try to do, Jack, it's like one-third blues icons I like to bring in each year to Blue Mountain. One-third very popular festival names, and one-third acts that people, even the knowledgeable people have never seen before. And Ursula Ricks would be one of them. And this gentleman, Jerikus Singleton.
Wow, what a sound.
30 years old. He's from Clinton, Mississippi. Just got signed with Alligator Records last month. And I'm happy to say his CD is number one on the charts for the last 8 weeks in the Roots Music.
I've been playing a lot of it, and the people seem to want to know who it is every single time I'm playing it.
Great presence. You know, he's like 6 foot three, really articulate. If he sees you one time, he'll remember your name. That's one of those kind of guys.
Good guy.
Contemporary with a twist from Alligator Records, Jerikus Singleton.
We have some serious guitar players this year. I mean, Jerikus is one of them, but you have Sean Holt, Ronnie Earl. You got some good stuff. Tell me about Rip Lee Pryor.
His daddy was the great Snooky Pryor, who was one of the gentlemen in the late 30s that helped take the harmonica to its amplification. And Rip Lee is 56 years of age, just got signed to Electrify Records, that great Canadian label.
Been working a long time to get there.
Based out of Toronto. And he was one of those gentlemen that worked decades as a carpenter for a school. And he raised the kids through college. And he had a little bout with cancer a few years back, and he said if he can survive this, he's going to go blues 24/7, and that's what he's doing.
I'm glad he's a survivor.
That's doing good on the charts, too, the Living Blues charts. It's number 7 this week.
Loving it.
Mm-hmm. So Ripley Pryor's traditional blues, acoustic guitar, and a harmonica rack he'll play.
I saw Snooky with Pine Top Perkins at Pocono
19. No, it was a long time ago, 1999.
It was one of the best shows I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Snooki and two and old guys rocked.
Yeah. At that time, Pine Top was a baby. He was like 86.
Yeah. And Snooki was like 94.
Yeah.
And he reminded him that I'm the old man. You're the youngster.
That's right.
Yeah, it was a good show. Well, you know what? Of the people I've seen over the years, not all of them have passed. It's not like we're talking about people that have gone. There's a lot of acts that were there and they're still out there.
The future's bright. It's just, with losing some of these key 80-somethings and 90-somethings, it's the 60-somethings and 70-somethings have to step up because we just lost the generation. So the
guys that were there with them got a little bit of their knowledge of the ones coming around.
That's it.
And we're seeing it. And we're right here. Yeah. I'm looking at a name in front of me. Morale Coryell. It wasn't just the jazz cats that were around his house. Mm-hmm. There were a lot of blues guys there, too.
Yeah, very tasteful. And we're doing a Sunday morning brunch for the first time, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. for the VIPs and for the general public. And it'll be a 90-minute set. I'll do a question and answer with Morale and Dave Keys, wonderful keyboard player.
Yeah.
It'll be kind of a meet and greet for the VIP, so it's kind of cool. And then the festival will start at 1 o'clock right after that.
I mean, I'm seeing another name here, Dave Weld.
Dave Weld.
There's a guy that he put his career on hold for a while to take care of his mother. Just a good guy.
Mm-hmm. So he's running the WDIY jam Saturday night from 9:30 to 1:30 in the morning. So you're going to get Chicago house rock and music. If you like Little Ed and the Blues Imperials, and who doesn't, you're going to like Dave Weld and the Imperial Flames.
Yeah, Dave's just, it's fine stuff.
It's a party, man.
I just asked you before when we were off the air, who is a little bit of blues? And you were telling me a little bit.
Piedmont style. So you'll have acoustic guitar, you'll have harmonica, and then you'll have percussion. People that like John Cephas and Phil Wiggins. Or John Jackson.
They're going to like it.
They're going to like that. You know, it's a wonderful act. And like I try to do it with most festivals, you're going to see, if you miss them once, you can catch them the second time in the performance.
We have a little bit of everything. I see, we have acoustic. We have really rocking. We have some Zydeco sounding.
Zydeco with CJ.
I'm a big fan. I even have a tattoo of one of CJ's records on my arm.
All right.
So I'm definitely a fan.
And Super Chicken.
Super Chicken, I've seen maybe a half a dozen times.
Mm-hmm.
He never stops being goofy, but that's what he wants you to think. And then he rips it up and you go, wait a minute, this guy's a serious musician.
It's Big Jack Johnson's nephew.
Really?
Yep. Big Jack's nephew, Clarksdale, Mississippi. And all his instruments, he makes himself.
Yeah.
So he has all these gasoline cans, wild looking. And he's coming solo. I like to kind of put him sometimes out of their comfort zone. And he'll be playing solo in the air conditioned adventure center.
Well, he's also one of those guys that's in that age bracket now where he's.
Yeah.
He was there when the old guys were still around when he was just coming in.
So he knows the responsibility, and they're ready for it. You know, people like who we're talking about, you know, Ronnie Earls, the 50-somethings and 60-somethings.
Now, Ronnie Earl got that other edge to it, almost a jazz edge.
Yeah, I like to say he reminds me of Magic Sam meets almost like Carlos Santana.
Yeah, I love his sound, and you don't know where he's going to go with it. It can start out one way and end up somewhere else.
And it's all instrumental. He does all his vocals right through that guitar.
Another thing I appreciate Sunday mornings, so you always have a gospel sounding band there. Tell us about what's up this year.
Como Mamas, they played for me at the Philadelphia Folk Festival last year. That's three sisters from Como, Mississippi, doing a cappella. So all their voices is their throat, no other instrumentation. So we're excited. So right after the VIP brunch, we go outside under the tent at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and we start with gospel.
All right. We're going to go to a break in a little bit, but I want to just quick touch on something before we go to break. We have the big main stage.
Uh-huh.
And then instead of walking two blocks to the other stage, we're going right inside.
Correct. So we're going to all stages are undercover this year. So you're going to have a 10,000 square foot tent with a bigger stage. You're going to have a 48 foot wide stage, 24 foot deep with a bump out like I always have. And then more seating, more lights on the stage. And then you're going to walk through vendor row. You're going to have a 40-foot by 140-foot tent. You're going to have 14 vendors on each side. Because one thing that Blue Mountain lacks at the bottom of that mountain is shade.
Yes.
Because it's not a ski area down there. It's a tubing area. So they had to strip a lot of those trees for the tubing. So, and then we got, you know, obviously plenty of food and beverage vendors. Then we go inside. So as you know, it's really user-friendly. Walking, the parking, free parking is right there. And
it's also air-conditioned.
Air-conditioned and a full-service bar.
That's kind of nice, too. And the staff, beverages are quite
there
nice.
We go. And the staff wants to be there. The staff loves it.
You know, All right, we're gonna take it into a little break here. And we will be back with you and talk about some more.
WDIY is proud to sponsor the Muhlenberg Summer Music Theater's 34th season, featuring Monty Python's Spamalot, a new musical lovingly ripped off from the film Monty Python and the Holy Grail, July 9th through the 27th in the Baker Theater, Trexler Pavilion for Theater and Dance. For more information, 484-664-3333 or online at muhlenberg.edu/smt.
When I was slim 16, no air condition, the seats wouldn't adjust, had the cleanest hubcaps ever seen. You couldn't tell me I wasn't cool. Every time I made a turn, I would smile. Then it got stolen, I was glad I didn't find it, cause I would've went to jail for a while. I gotta keep pushing. It's got to be a brighter day. I gotta keep pushing.
All right. Jerika Singleton. What a find.
So excited to bring him in. He played Montreux Blanc Festival last week, North Atlantic Festival in Maine. Bruce Eaglauer called me up, the owner and founder of Alligator Records, in December, and he said, it's not official, but it looks like I'm going to sign him.
That's excitement.
And I said, great. I'm very familiar with him. I've never seen him, but if you sign him, that's good enough for me, and I'll bring him in. So it's a great showcase, and we're going to see him in two different settings. One will be on the big stage, and one will be a stripped-down version, him, his bass player, and his keyboard player in the air-conditioned lodge.
It's going to be great. My name is Jack Adams, and I'm talking with Michael Korn. You're listening to Lehigh Valley Art Salon, and we're talking a little bit about the song Keep Pushing. It was Jerika Singleton. It doesn't roll off the tongue that easy, but when you hear it, it's one of them names that's going to stick with you because he's just that good.
Oh, yeah, and young, born in Mississippi, African-American, it's great to see.
Yeah, some of the basics of the blues we've touched on all. Yeah. And Well, we have more than that. We have, well, we're talking about Super Chicken a little bit because he does it all. He really is one of, another one of them guys that knows so much.
Yeah.
Chris Kane.
Chris Kane, West Coast guitar player, monster.
oh, he can play.
You know, all of us are big fans of Albert, Freddie, and B.B. King. He perfects them. He's a great guitar player, and this is a rare East Coast gig. You don't see him in our neck of the woods that often.
Yeah, that's fun. But you know what? Over the years, we were talking about one that was there a few years back was Lady Bianca. And that was a West Coast performer that no one on the East Coast even heard of.
Yeah, that's right.
That's a nice thing. We bring them. You bring them in every single year, and every year somebody's going, oh, wait a minute, we got to see more of these guys. They're good.
And what I try to do is go through the blood, sweat, and tears, Jack, of bringing in their bands.
Yeah.
You know, because it's not that we can get regional musicians, but the predicament is that time a lot of it will be covers. And you really want the band leader with their band to really hit a home run.
I mean, there's plenty. Well, another thing we talk about, there's plenty of good musicians in the area.
Absolutely.
But when you get somebody that's rehearsed with these guys over and over and been on the road with them over and over,
yep.
There's that magic that happens when they say, let's stretch it a bit. You get that little jam time, and that's what the blues is. The blues is about that little bit of a jam that comes out. You weren't expecting it.
And that's when magic can happen.
Oh, that's the best time.
That's right.
Some of the best songs I've ever heard. Mm-hmm. We were talking about earlier. We were talking about the late, great Michael Burks. I saw him one time just playing, and they said, what key are you playing in? And he said, I usually play it in E, but this time I'll do it in A. And his whole band was thrown off, but they did it anyway. And that's the kind of things that guys that have been around for so long, they can deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
How about harmonica guys? Who do we got?
We got the iconic, probably arguably one of the top five harmonica players ever in the world of blues, James Cotton, headlining Saturday evening. I guess you got to go with Little Walter, Sonny Boy Williamson, you know, James Cotton.
And James is no youngster.
No, 79, just turned 79, and he'll have a seasoned band from Chicago. Kenny Neal's brother, Noah, will be on bass. Tom Holland will be on second guitar. Tremendous, as we know, iconic. And then Tad Robinson, great soul singer, also a good harmonica player. Ripley Pryor will play harmonica. And another band I'm really excited about is the Heritage Blues Quintet.
I don't know anything about this. Let me hear.
Grammy nominated last year with Shamika Copeland and Ruthie Foster, Dr. John. So it's a five-piece based out of New York City. The band leader is Bill Sims Jr., a beautiful daughter, Chaney Sims. They played Pocono about 2009. So it's traditional music with a twist. A little bit more haunting, kind of like Otis Taylor, but more traditional would be the best way of saying it. So it's a five-piece. Barry Harrison, Johnny Copeland's drummer, will be playing drums.
Yeah, he's been around forever.
And a harmonica player from Europe named Vincent Butcher. So, and Junior Mack makes up the five-piece. So I really like this band a lot, Heritage Blues Quintet. They're playing on Sunday, July 27th.
Another little thing that, well, we're deeply involved in here is Friday night.
Exactly. DIY will be sponsoring Friday night and Saturday night. And like we did last year, we had BC Combo with the horns, with band leader Wayne Smith, rehearsing. It is a rehearsed show, is what I say. It's going to go from 8 to midnight, but we're going to go from 8 to 9:30, Jack, and then 10:15 to midnight. And the first hour and a half, you're going to have Joe Mack, BC, and Mikey Jr. will be your band leaders.
We might have some guests, too, because I know Mr. Neal that we just talked about is Beverly's cousin.
That's right.
So we may have some guest stars.
There's that Louisiana hookup there.
Yeah.
And then from 10:15 to midnight, we have Lonnie Shields will be fronting the band. And then, talk about Cotton. He was James Cotton's guitarist for about 8 years. Slam Allen.
So it's going to
be a fun show with horns. At times, there'll be 10 pieces up there.
Got to work with Slam Allen many years back, and a professional. When he calls the shots, he calls the shots. He knows what he's doing. And he has a presence.
Soulful guy, man. Soulful. So Friday night we have the air conditioned lodge. We'll pack that place as we did last year. And Saturday night DIY is presenting Dave Weld and the Imperial Flames. So it's a Chicago house party. So
yeah, if people haven't heard of Dave. They need to get on the internet, pull it up.
He's on Delmark Records.
This guy's, he's a player. He's a real player. And another guy that's been in and out of touch with all of the big names for many, many years.
And he wants to be here. You know, we hooked this up 6 months ago, and unfortunately, the nature of our business, he doesn't have any other routing gigs. So I gave him gave him a little bit more money. I gave him a second night hotel to get him so he can rest, and he's going to be excited. They're really excited to be
here. I'm excited to see him. Mm-hmm. As after hearing it, I've never seen him live. And most of these people I have, except for the few we mentioned here.
Right.
Yeah. And, well, are any of these second time around? No. I think this is all...
For Blue Mountain?
Yeah.
That's all new. And that's what I try to do.
I mean, Super Chick has been... He's done Pocono before.
He's done Pocono. And Cotton's done Pocono. Yeah. Barbara Carr's done Pocono. Who else? Not many of them.
Yeah, and it's all... It's a lot of new...
Yeah, so I'd like to... And again, I try to... You know, there's so many festivals out there, and I try to give the avid fans artists that they might have heard of but never seen before, even the real, like yourself, even the avid festival goers.
That really likes it, and we're seeing something new.
And that means, you know, I'm doing my job. Trying to...
and been doing it for 23 years.
Thank you. And try to keep it fresh and keep this music going and excited, you know, so it's... is this Saturday, July 26th, 27th? SkiBlueMountain.com is the website.
And for people in the Lehigh Valley, we're talking 25 minutes north of here. That's it.
Yeah. No, it's a nice facility, beautiful. We do have free entertainment Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the top of the mountain with April, May, and the June Bugs playing from 6 to 10 on Friday. Sterling Cook, really good Sacred Steel guy.
I've played some of his stuff here. He
I like
was
him.
Quite amazing.
6 to 10 on Saturday. And then Norman Taylor, another... soulful guy, played Briggs Farm this year. He's from New Jersey. He's playing from 4 to 8. So that's at the top of the mountain. We have a picturesque view of the entire mountain.
Yeah, if you haven't been up there before, last year when I went up Monday morning to take the tent down and head on home, as we were taking the tent down, we were watching bald eagles fly right over top of us. So
it's beautiful.
It's quite a different place to be. Mm-hmm. All right. We're going to talk a little bit more, but we're going to go into a little break. Food.
Yep. So we have, first of all, we have 34 non-food vendors.
Oh, my. So you can buy T-shirts and CDs and
name Ozzy will be there doing the vinyl. And we have juried vendors, so pottery, stained glass. And then we have food. We have, obviously, authentic barbecue and collard greens and mac and cheese. And
I know 2 years ago I had something that I never had before. It was... Red velvet funnel cake. It was amazing.
So it's, again, for people that haven't been at Blue Mountain, the parking, free parking right at the bottom of the mountain, and it's an easy walk from one stage to the other stage. You're undercover. So to get out of the sun, you're going from a 10,000 square foot tent into a 5,600 square foot vendor tent into that spacious lodge. So it's an easy walk, and it's level ground, chairlift rides, free parking, and it's this coming weekend, buddy.
Let's get up there. I want everybody to set their sights on that. Michael, thank you again. Busy man, not only doing this, but also doing a Philadelphia Folk Fest.
Mm-hmm.
Let's have the dates and the website for people to know about.
Yeah, it's this coming. It's July 25th from 8 to midnight, July 26th on Saturday. We start at 1 p.m. We go till 9:30 p.m. Then Saturday evening, we go inside with the jam. Sunday, we start at 1 p.m. We go till 9:30. So it's Friday, Saturday, Sunday, this weekend, July 25, 26, 27. The website is SkiBlueMT.com. SkiBlueMT.com. To take advantage, save a few bucks, you got until the end of Thursday evening to purchase advance tickets. But, of course, there's plenty of tickets available at the door.
Michael Klorin, thank you again. And we're going to close out with a little bit of a... one of the bands that's going to be there. My name is Jack Adams. We're going to close out with a little bit of Super Chicken.
Super Chicken. We'll be right back.
pickup trucks are running, tractors are humming, cotton popping up from the ground. Happy farmers are farming, agriplanes flying all around. My house is 80 years old, and the front porch is falling down.
Next up on Lehigh Valley Art Salon, At the Movies, a review of a current film with Paul Willistein of the Press.
Earth to Echo echoes several summer teen and preteen sci-fi films, most notably E.T. That's okay. Earth to Echo is the discovery of this summer's movie season so far. It should hold the interest of youngsters and adults alike. In Earth to Echo, three preteens are together for the last time. That's because the family of Alex, played by Teal Holm, is moving from their Nevada subdivision. In voiceover narration by Tuck, played by Brian Bradley, we learn about the youth's various problems, mostly having to do with parents who seem aloof and preoccupied, and who is making the biggest impression on the popular girl Emma, played by Ella Wahlstedt, during lunchtime in the school cafeteria. It's probably not their buddy Reginald, nicknamed Munch, played by Reese Hartwig, the intense and very bright nerd of the group. When the youth's cell phones begin receiving strange signals and displaying maps, the youths hop on their bicycles to see where the maps take them. They discover a metallic cylinder containing an owl-like robot. They name the creature Echo because it answers with one beep for yes and two beeps for no to their questions. The four pals aren't the only ones interested in Echo. A group of government scientists disguised as a construction crew are very interested in capturing Echo. Earth to Echo uses a clever mix of low-tech digital video camera photography and high-tech special effects to tell its charming story. The youths, who are not without their differences, bond. The young actors who play them are extremely realistic in their portrayals. Director David Green, in his big screen directorial debut, has fun fooling the audience and providing just enough chills and thrills. The screenplay is by Henry Gayden in his big screen screenplay debut, who co-wrote the story with producer Andrew Panay. Earth to Echo returns the moviegoer to a time when bicycles could take you to the edge of the world, or at least to the edge of the cul-de-sac. Don't miss it. Earth to Echo is MPAA rated PG for some action and peril and mild language. Opening July 25, Hercules. Bethlehem Area School District graduate Dwayne The Rock Johnson stars as the legendary Greek god in the action-adventure film. Lucy. Luc Besson directs Scarlett Johansson as a woman who turns the tables on her captors in the sci-fi action film. Morgan Freeman co-stars. Magic in the Moonlight. Woody Allen directs Emma Stone and Colin Firth in the romantic comedy about an Englishman and a swindle. I'm Paul Willistein of the Lehigh Valley Press at the movies for WDIY.
Good evening, everyone. It's time to take charge of your life. Hello, this is marriage and family therapist Eleanor Barbaro, your host.